Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. The members of SEPTA's largest workers union voted to authorize a strike if need be amid new contract negotiations. But as KYW's Nigel Thompson tells us, there are no plans for one yet.
The 5,000 or so members of TWU Local 234 voted unanimously to authorize a strike if they can't negotiate a new contract with SEPTA following the expiration of their previous one a little more than a week ago on November 7th. But TWU Local 234 President Will Vera says a strike is not in the cards just yet.
A strike would be the last measure. I'm not there yet.
Negotiations resume on Tuesday between the union and SEPTA.
I'm optimistic that they will come to the table and start negotiating, especially after they get to see what happened today overwhelmingly.
For SEPTA's part, in a statement to KYW News Radio, a spokesperson said talks have been productive thus far and that they look forward to negotiating in good faith towards a new contract. The previous one's expiration came just after a year, and Vera says the hope is for it to be a two-year agreement this time around, especially given the events planned for Philadelphia during next year's semi-quinquennial celebration.
2026, there are a lot of important things happening, especially in the middle of the year, the 250th anniversary. We have FIFA, we have MLB.
The major sticking point remaining in the negotiations is the company's employee sick policy, which Vera says is dated and difficult to navigate for members to get their adequate benefits and owed sick time.
The whole sick policy that we're just trying to change.
I'm Nigel Thompson, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
The Birds take down the Lions 16-9 on Sunday Night Football. KYW's Vic Ragapathy has more from The Link.
Another incredibly impressive performance from the Eagles defense. After allowing just 7 points in Green Bay, this time Vic Fangio's unit yields only 9 points to a Detroit Lions offense, which normally averages 31 points a game. Cooper DeJean came through on the Lions' first drive of the game with an interception on a ball deflected by the very active Jordan Davis. That led to a field goal. The Birds held the Lions to just 3 for 13 on third down and 0 for 5 on fourth, a staggering 5 turnovers on downs, including a gigantic goal line stand in the second half. The Eagles' only touchdown came at the end of the first half, a tush push which at other points of the game was rendered ineffective both by penalties and good defense. The Eagles prevail 16-9 on Sunday Night Football and advance to 8-2 on the year. Next up, a trip to Jerry World to take on the Cowboys. Vic Ragapathy, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
The trial continues today for the men charged in the fatal shooting of Philadelphia Police Sergeant Richard Mendez inside an airport garage 2 years ago. As KYW's crime and justice reporter Kristen Johansson tells us, the trial kicked off last week with ear witnesses.
Prosecutors have shown drone video matching the path of travel the two witnesses walked through Terminal D's parking garage when they heard the gunshots that killed Sergeant Richard Mendez in October of 2023. His partner was injured, shot in the arm. The 911 call he made was also played for the jury, during which he screams in pain and then realizes Mendez is down and shouts, "Rich, Rich." An officer who was responding and tried to revive Mendez after not feeling a pulse, tearfully testified. Yobrani Martinez Fernandez and Hendrick Pina Fernandez face second-degree murder, robbery, and other related charges. Their co-defendant, Alexander Batista Polanco, who already pleaded guilty to a lesser third-degree murder charge, testified Friday about how they, including his best friend, Jesus Madeira Duran, set out that night to steal cars, and following the deadly encounter, they dropped Madeira Duran, who had been shot at the hospital, and that's where he died. The pair of defendants are also facing murder charges for his death. The trial is expected to conclude this week. Kristen Johansson, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
The National Dog Show was at the Philadelphia Expo Center over the weekend. KYW Sherrod A. Howard went behind the scenes to meet the furry contestants and shake a few paws.
I want to get Best of Winners.
That's 8-year-old Lorelei, a junior handler who's aiming high this year at the Kennel Club of Philadelphia's 24th Annual National Dog Show.
Like, I'm getting closer to her grand champion.
For Lorelei, like many dog owners and handlers at the dog show, it's an intergenerational love of labor. Alexis Ditlow has 4 dogs in the show and says she's been in the business since she was 5 years old.
And it's everyone's dream kind of to win at these big stages.
Now, she explained that first contestants work to win best in the breed. From there, they go on to groups. Her dog, Houston, is making strides.
He won best of breed yesterday. We're looking for a repeat for sure.
And Ken Kaufman's Terrier is on a winning streak so far this weekend, and he says they're going all the way this year to best in show.
I have been showing and breeding dogs for over 50 years.
Best case scenario.
Win.
Paws crossed. Now, this year, there are nearly 2,000 dogs competing for the highest honor of Best in Show, which will air on national TV Thanksgiving Day. Sherrod A. Howard, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
See dealer for financing details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.